Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10 times points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards? A free flight? A room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet. Finance smarter.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
John and Ken Show, John Cobell and Ken Champeau, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, a reminder that the Moist line is just a couple days away, and there's plenty of openings. We're waiting to hear from you. You can use the TalkBack feature on the iHeartRadio app, indicated by the little microphone. More and more listeners use that. Or call the toll-free number. It's been there for years. 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. You can now view, if you're not on Twitter, you can now view the Steve Gregory video that he got from Metro. It's a montage of violence on the subways and the buses of Los Angeles, Los Angeles County, Los Angeles City. He's going to be on next hour to talk about it. It's about 2.5 minutes. Prepare yourself. It's rather graphic. Yeah, you don't see a lot of blood, but you certainly know there is blood. Let's put it that way. Well, these are the cameras that are on the trains and the buses.
One guy gets shot in the leg, and then he slides on his rear end out the back of the car. And as he slides through the camera frame, you could see he leaves a trail of blood, probably coming out of his leg. It's really rough to look at.
Well, I mean, there was a recent story that a lot of people will not ride these buses and trains because of safety issues. There's a lot of homeless people still living on them. They don't know what to do with them.
And Metro doesn't even want to comment on it. Their attitude is, well, this shouldn't be made public. Yeah, it should. That's our tax money.
Was their attitude, really?
Yeah, that's what Steve said in his report, that they don't want to. This never should have been made public. This is not going to do anybody any good. Well, it actually will save lives if everybody decides to not go on the trains and the buses. Look, if you're in your car with a locked door, a lot of that stuff's not going to happen to you.
All right, so Steve will be on in 1 hour, and you can view on the John and Ken page now at KFIAM640.com this video that we've been talking about.
And there's sexual assaults in there, too, so if you're sensitive to that.
Yeah.
Be aware.
In the mail today came my primary election voter guide. Tuesday, June 7th, 2022. Look at this. Right on the front page. Vote safe, California. Every registered voter in California will receive a vote-by-mail ballot in the primary election. County election officials will begin mailing vote-by-mail ballots on or before May 9th. Drop boxes open May 10th. In-person voting options will be available in all counties. Learn more inside. So when I flipped inside, you may not have been hearing too much about Gavin Newsom's re-election campaign. There were 26 people who'll be on your ballot for governor. Isn't that strange? Obviously, yeah, there's nobody of any high profile.
No. In fact, name anyone else.
Michael Schellenberger.
Name another.
I can just pick a name out of here. I'm looking at the list.
No, I know you're looking at the list.
Well, Brian Dolley. We've talked about him.
Yeah, I didn't remember
his name.
The
state senator from up north.
Yeah. I didn't remember his name. I still don't know anything about him.
No, I think Ray asked him to come on, and we've not heard from them.
Not interested?
Usually they come running. I mean, hell.
What kind of an incompetent boob of a campaign is that?
Some of the rest of them I recognize as people that have run for governor every time. They're kind of gadflies.
John Cox?
No, he's not here. No. No. Well, he had money to at least.
And you know what? I
get 20%.
Michael Schellenberger is a really smart guy, but 99% of the public doesn't know who he is.
Oh, they don't know who he is. No.
See, that's the problem. No. There is one really interesting alternative to Newsom in Schellenberger. And he may be who I vote for because I'm not aware of the other people. And you know what? If I have to go out of my way to find somebody, then they're probably not worth it.
No.
It means they don't have a campaign. They don't have money. It's another one of these, you know, they're smoking something.
Well, yeah, it's often people that are surrounded by people who say, you know what, you should run for governor. Oh, yeah. Okay. And then a second person tells them, and the next thing
you know what?
They launch a website, which doesn't mean much, and they put out a couple of press releases.
There's a couple of people in town like that who run for mayor, and occasionally I run into them, and, oh, yeah, you've got the John and Ken show. It's like, and they want to run for stuff. And they always have great ideas, right? If you listen to their little 60-second pitch, it's like, yeah, it makes sense, common sense. The thing is, you can't become the mayor of Los Angeles or the governor of California just by paying the fee to get your name on the ballot, right? Any more than I could go to Dodger Stadium with a bat and a helmet and get a hit off Clayton Kershaw. It takes a long time because you have to understand politics in detail, how it works on the inside, because it's very difficult to break into the club. For example, somebody running for mayor of L.A. has got to deal one way or the other with the massive influence of the unions, police union, fire union,
DWP.
DWP, cubicle workers union, right? You have to have name recognition. You also have to inspire some previous trust, okay? Certain amount of people see Caruso, because you could say he's an outsider. Well, no, he's not really an outsider.
No, he's been on the police commission for years.
And yeah, he was on the DWP.
He's had a seat at some government board.
Yes, yeah. And he has big name businesses that almost every one of us has been to at one time or another.
And we pretty much have positive viewpoints.
Yeah, right. And he's a philanthropist, and it's like, so, you know, he's well known. You can't just be Joe Blow and have no name recognition and no money. If you have no money, you have no campaign. And I am just, you know, this is a whole subculture of mental illness that I find fascinating. You have absolutely nothing going for you other than 60 seconds of ideas, which anybody could have at the dinner table. Because a lot of them are obvious common sense stuff. So it's nothing special. But the politics is much more complicated than that. You have to get people on your side with a lot of passion in great numbers, heavily financed.
Right. And this is why we're stuck with the hacks like Garcetti who come through the party ranks. They pay their dues. They sign on with the Democratic Party. They take some little position. Then they work themselves up to run for something like council. And then they can run for mayor when the day comes. And that's why election after election, this is kind of the used up toilet waste that we're faced with. It's always that way.
Well,
that's why you have Karen Bass, who's been in politics for way too many years, but you know she's paid her dues. She's even been in Congress. She's well-rounded. But there's nothing there. There's nothing there that's at least appealing to me.
She's
it doesn't tell me it's going to be the same old, same old.
I have yet to hear anybody tell me what Karen Bass has accomplished.
Yeah, it's just hanging around.
What does she do? Tell me the great Karen Bass accomplishment. Like, what's the issue? What's the bill? What's the moment? What something? Just one. She's been doing this for 30 years. There's got to be one, right? No? It's like, remember when they, the end of Barbara Boxer's career, this senator, and they looked in at her legacy, her record, and all she did was get a few post offices named. There wasn't actually any piece of legislation that she was seriously connected to after 25 years in the Senate.
All right. Well, of course, we'll be inspecting the voter guide, and we'll eventually have our own voter guide up. But again, this is just going out. There's nothing. You're not going to get any ballots till next month. When we come back, we'll update you on what's going on between Russia and Ukraine. It's beginning to look a lot like one of the big cities of Ukraine probably will fall into the hands of the Russians, despite the fact that the Ukrainians are trying to hang on for dear life. We'll tell you where that is. And we'll tell you about more weaponry going to Ukraine with an interesting story attached to it. And the story's headline is, we don't know where it ends up. We'll talk about that next.
John and Ken, KFI.
Well, Russian forces have surrounded the city of Mariupol. This is, of course, a seaport city in the southeastern section of that country. Word coming from there is that we probably can't hold on much longer. The Russians consider this a very important grab in the war to take Ukraine because, obviously, a seaport city is important to get supplies and such into the rest of the country. They have surrounded something called the Azovstal steel plant, where Ukrainian soldiers and civilians are inside. Russia's military issued a renewed ultimatum for these soldiers to surrender. So it seems like it's only a matter of time before city falls.
They're outnumbered 10 to 1.
Yeah, I know.
And weapons we've sent
But they've
sent
been
them.
Outnumbered 10 to 1 everywhere else they fought, pretty much, it seems.
Yeah, I don't know why they don't have enough of the weapons that we've shipped, because we have sent a ton of stuff. But it seemed like they focused on defending Kyiv and those surrounding areas more than Mariupol. Because, I mean, they only have so much manpower.
We are training Ukrainians outside Ukraine on how to use howitzers. The U.S. just sent some more weaponry to Ukraine that includes 18 howitzers. You probably have to be, it's a big artillery gun. They're also providing spare aircraft parts that have allowed the Ukrainians to fix and return to service more than 20 warplanes in the past 3 weeks. I saw a story today on CNN, which I thought was kind of fascinating, that we're moving our military supplies across the border, sometimes Poland, but we don't know what happens to it after that. There's just no way to. So, you know, hopefully it's handed off to the right people and it gets to the right places. But, you know, how can we really be sure of that?
Is this to give us some plausible deniability to the Russians?
Oh, well, I guess. I don't know.
I wonder.
I think it's more just speaks to the chaos of war. You know, it might get to the right place and be used for the right thing, but it might not.
What happened to all the stuff
we left? Might be captured by the Russians a mile in.
The stuff we left behind in Afghanistan. Did that get sold to the Russians or to the Ukrainians?
No, the Taliban's using that, I think.
Yeah, but I wondered if they sold some of it to get the money.
Well, they might have. Nobody talks about Afghanistan anymore.
I know.
And the only story I read a few weeks ago is that they're clamping down on the women again.
Oh, yeah.
With the rules.
It's right? Bad. It's really bad.
More than 5 million people now have left Ukraine in the near 2 months of the war. And more than 10 million have been displaced by the war. Now, again, the country's population is 44 million, to give you an idea. And, of course, nearly 3 million have gone to John's Poland. Have gone to Romania and Hungary.
That's about a third of the country, though, that's been either displaced or left entirely.
Yeah. Well, I don't know whether or not the 5 million is part of the 10 million displaced, but because you'd be in both categories if you left. Another big story today is that Russia test launched a new intercontinental ballistic missile. It's a new addition to the country's nuclear arsenal, according to Vladimir Putin. The U.S. is saying they notified us. We were aware of this test. We're not concerned about it right now, but it looks like the timing of it was so that Putin could send a message that my missile penis is bigger than yours.
This is a big penis he shot off today, though. This is impressive.
Now, there are some stories that there are rumblings inside the Kremlin who are questioning Putin's decision to go to war. There are stories that some of the oligarchs are actually speaking out publicly that this is one crazy war. Although most people see no chance that Putin will change course and no prospect of any challenge to him at home.
So it's just talk. It's guys getting loaded on vodka and shooting off their mouth.
Yeah, I imagine if they get too powerful, he'll just have them dragged away somewhere.
I know. I was reading these stories today, and it's like, okay, you're against the war. It looks stupid, obviously, right? You don't have to be a military analyst with a PhD to figure out that this thing is a disaster. You going to do anything? You got any juice? Got a gun? Got some courage here? You got some buddies? What are you going to do? Just you're telling me what I can see with my own two eyes watching the news every night. Now, what is it that you've got beyond that? Nothing.
The belief is that he has crippled the economy for years to come, that Russia's global influence will be gutted and diminished. And as I mentioned, a few business tycoons have made statements questioning Putin's strategy.
It shows you how hard it is to deal with someone who doesn't care. And this is why I scoffed at the sanctions. He's not going to care. It's going to do all the damage that you say it's going to do. And so what? I mean, he's not getting sanctioned. He gets up in the morning. He's got his taste tester eating his oatmeal and drinking his orange juice. And then he tries his share. Then he goes for a swim for like 2 hours every morning.
So he's not dying of some thyroid cancer or something?
If he is, he's dying too slowly.
No.
Yeah, I mean, he could be sick. That may not be untrue, but everybody's looking for the quick death, and it's not happening.
Now, whether or not the Russians will be satisfied for grabbing that eastern part of Ukraine, known as the Donbas region, or they'll continue to push to get the whole country, will be, I think, the question that we'll be asking like the rest of the year.
Yeah, well, maybe always. Right. I mean, he's been hanging out there for 8 years already. So I guess it may depend on whether he does have a terminal illness or not, or if he thinks he does.
Because one of the oligarchs that's been in the news is this Roman Abramovich. He actually has attended some of the peace talks between Russia and Ukraine. He was in Istanbul last month, looking at his phone and taking notes. And he said that he had to tell Putin, because Putin was convinced that once we invade, Vladimir Zelensky will flee the country. And he kept telling Putin, that's not going to happen. Then he was right. Zelensky did not flee the country.
Putin was wrong, or was given the wrong information on virtually everything regarding the wall. The war.
The war, right.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah.
He thought it was a 3-day job. He thought the Ukrainians would be grateful that the Russians were here. They were going to give parades, throw flowers. Zelensky was going to run off, or they'd be able to kill him quickly and topple his government. And, you know, he believed in the might of the Russian military, believed what the generals said about the superiority and the equipment and the weapons and the logistics and this and that. And it was all wrong. So that's why he's off in the eastern edge, fighting over the same territory he's been fighting over for 8 years.
Yeah. There's another big Russian bank founder. I like his name. Oleg Tinkoff.
Oleg.
Oleg. And he's one of the ones that said this is insanity, this war by Putin.
Oh, my God.
I would imagine that he's not actually in the country. Oh, yeah, it says he attends a session of the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum. Oh, but that's from 2019.
Yeah.
You're going to say stuff like this, you're probably not hanging around the Kremlin.
No.
He's been on Instagram. 90% of Russians are against this war. The rest, the 10% left, are morons. The Russian army's been exposed as bleepy, the S word.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is, but he has missiles he can use to flatten all of those Ukrainian buildings. And he's got these brain-dead zombie monsters willing to shoot innocent Ukrainian citizens.
Right.
So he's been wildly wrong, but everything we've done that was supposed to have an effect on his opinion hasn't worked.
All right, we got more coming up.
Sanctions. John and Ken, KFI.
You didn't tune in a few minutes ago. You didn't hear the breaking news, but it has happened. The Justice Department is appealing the ruling by the federal judge out of Florida who struck down the mask mandate for what we call public mass transportation. Affecting most people would be the airplane. And so now it's going to go to some sort of appeals court panel for a decision as to whether or not her decision stays in place. So I hate to say it, even though it does expire on May 3rd, allegedly, we're going to see an appeal here. We're going to have a decision by an appeals court panel out of the South on that decision by that judge in Florida. So
out of our lives. Please get out of our lives. Please go away.
60% of Democrats want to keep the masks on.
Good, then wear a plastic bag over your head and tie it tight around your neck. Whatever gets you off.
It only works if we all do it.
Get out of my life.
Hands and
get out of my life. We are here to be free. I don't get freedom from a government agent. I'm free because I exist.
So a big story today in the stock market is the decline of Netflix. Ever hear of them? Anybody?
Boy, that took a dump, huh?
35% drop in the stock price. It wiped out $50 billion in market capital. And this was after the company's stock had dropped more than 40% year to date. That's a ride.
Well, the stock prices are based on the future. And suddenly, without warning, Netflix told the world, we don't have much of a future here. Because they lost 200,000 subscribers, which is not a big number, because they have, I think,
They have 221 million global subscriptions.
But they also said they were going to lose another 2 million this quarter, the current quarter, yet to be reported.
Well, the service was apparently expected to add 2.5 million new users in the first 3 months of the year.
So now you're talking about a 5 million person swing between the expected increase and now the expected decrease. And is this part of a downward spiral? Has it peaked for good? They're never going to get back to this level. And why are people ditching Netflix by the millions?
Well, one reason is that they did pull out of Russia. That, according to Netflix, cost them 700,000 subscribers.
Well,
they missed their expectations.
They're not going to get those back.
I'm not going to get those back. Not anytime soon.
Well,
I would imagine.
Now, you know what nobody discusses? Has anybody noticed on Netflix how oppressively woke that service has become?
I don't watch a lot of shows.
I don't watch a lot of shows either. But as every once in a while, I do. And and I'm not going to get into specifics. But if you just look at the coming attractions when you start up the service, there is, especially 2 summers ago, there was so much woke stuff coming at you, and that's all those streaming services are hard for me to deal with to begin with, right? Because there's just too many choices, and I can't sort things out. I just really lose my desire to even have the TV on when I see all these boxes streaming past me. But it was like woke after woke after woke after woke thing. And then when I do watch a show, so many of the productions now have these scenes which aren't necessary, or they're casting decisions. And it's like, you know what? That people don't talk like that in the real world. You don't have those kinds of groupings in the real world. You're doing this to make a point, to shove your belief system down my throat. This is not integral to the story. This is you, trying to show off that you're woke. And it just takes me out of the show completely and irritates me and makes me not want to watch it. I don't need one of those lessons every freaking time I turn on the TV. Commercials too, same thing.
Well, it's like everything else. I mean, you could make the case that for decades, a lot of entertainment may have been white person focused. I'd actually understand that belief. Of course, the country is 70-something percent white anyway. But they just went overboard in trying to mix up the races.
It's
to
just,
the point where it is kind of silly now.
It's not natural. I mean, they've had a multitude of characters for a long time now. Now it's clear they're presenting you stuff that you just don't normally see in real life. And everybody knows what I'm talking about. And it's like, okay, you're making a socio-political point and you're driving the stake right through my forehead here and you're doing it again and again and again. Now I don't feel like watching you because you're another scold. You're somebody else with your finger wagging. And no, I'm not responsible for all the problems in the world. And I was trying to get away from the problems for 5 minutes and now you're bringing them to me in an unnecessary way.
Well, I mean, also what's killing Netflix is all the streaming competition. We can't push that off the table. And some of the other streaming services are very woke, too.
Oh, I know. And it's all
they also think inflation's paying. That some people have decided with rising prices, one thing they can afford to cut is that if they got 7 streaming services, they're going to drop one or two.
No,
they can do that.
And it's all
that's what some people are doing.
It's all kinds of stuff, too. It's not just it's like a lot of sexuality stuff. And it's like, just stop. Stop. You're obsessing on things that most people don't think about and don't talk about. I think that's what it is. The number of people who actually spend their time thinking and talking about the issues that are constantly shoved at you through all the woke programming, most people don't. They just don't talk about it. Mm. It's just not something that's of particular interest all the time.
Well, this it all started in 2020. George Floyd's death and this idea that some of the media was foisting on us. The racial reckoning is here. So our friends in Hollywood and entertainment just picked up the baton on that idea and they run with it with all the programming.
I don't have to pay $15 a month for a lecture. And then another $6 for the other streaming service for a lecture. And then another $5 for the third streaming service. You know, I don't have to pay for your lectures. If you don't want to just entertain me, relax me, make me forget the real world, let me go into my little bubble. Well, that is.
Are you complaining that the shows are just more diverse? Are you complaining that they're lecturing you about woke politics?
Oh, there's actually the dialogue. The dialogue has characters who start going off into woke stuff, or it's got a woke theme to it that everybody's got to wrestle with. And then some of the casting is just things you don't see in real life.
Coming up after 4 o'clock, Steve Gregory will be on. If you haven't seen the video, you need to. It's a montage of violence on the county city's metro system, subways, trains, buses. It's horrible, but it gives you an idea what's out there when people talk about public safety on mass transit. It's now on our page, KFIAM640.com, the John and Ken page. Steve will give us the whole story, how he got this. It's quite fascinating coming up at 4:05.
John and Ken, KFI.
All right, we will have KFI News reporter Steve Gregory coming on at 4:05 with quite the story. Dealing with violence on the metro transit system. It comes with a 2.5-minute montage of violence that was recorded by the metro surveillance cameras. If you want to look at it, there is a graphic warning.
You're going to see.
From what you see in TV and movies, it's not worse, but it is real, as you pointed out.
Well, yeah, that's what's weird. It much of this stuff you'd see on TV, but this is real blood. People really getting shot, really getting stabbed. A couple of women really getting sexually assaulted. Faces are blurred out. There's audio too. You could hear the sound of gunshots going off.
And there's a story as to how he had to obtain this. Is that what you said?
Yeah, he's actually had this video a little while, and there was a lot of pressure not to show it publicly. But you can go to the John and Ken page, KFIAM640.com. John and Ken, and why don't you watch it? It's 2.5 minutes, and then you can hear Steve tell his story coming up after 4 o'clock, Deborah's News.
We will have the gas card giveaway coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. It was kind of a shambles yesterday. We'll see what we can do today about it. But you'll have a chance to win that gas card. You can win with Bill Handel at 9 a.m. on KFI, Gary and Shannon at 11. We're in the 5 o'clock hour. And finally, Tim Conway Jr. at 7 o'clock on KFI. Making news this afternoon, East L.A.'s own Oscar De La Hoya, who, of course, was a champion boxer. He's now 49. He's a boxing promoter and businessman. He retired from the ring in 2008 after winning 11 world titles in 6 weight classes. He's being, once again, and when I saw this headline, I'm like, wait a minute. He's being accused of sexually assaulting a woman twice in 2020, which does not make this an old story. It was filed, it's a civil suit, filed in L.A. Superior Court by a woman who was a tequila company executive. She alleges that during a trip to Mexico in March of 2020 to visit the Casa Mexico Tequila Distillery, De La Hoya banged on her hotel room door with his pants dropped to his ankles, pushed his way into the room, and got her into bed. She pushed him from the bed and walked him to his room, opened his door, and immediately returned to her own room. The next morning, he wasn't there when they were going to do the tour of the distillery. So, and this was ill-advised, she went to his room to wake him by herself. She alleges that De La Hoya pulled her into the bed and sexually assaulted her. By the way, he's a partner in this tequila company. That's why he was there.
Uh-huh.
She also claims he assaulted her again when the group returned to L.A.
How did that happen?
There's no detail on that in this story, but it says a group of Casa Mexico executives that included De La Hoya and the woman dined at a restaurant, then went to De La Hoya's house. At some point when De La Hoya was alone with the woman, he revealed and retrieved a sexual object from a stored collection in his house. Without her consent, he inserted said object.
Is this the third time?
The third time. Yeah, yes, this would be the third time.
Okay.
Because the first two assaults allegedly occurred in Mexico.
Explain to me, when somebody's already assaulted you twice, why would you be in the same building with them again?
Because he's a famous, powerful boxer who's a partner in the company? I don't know.
I'd go home. I don't... doesn't matter who it is.
I
don't get that.
Now, in case you didn't know this, and by the way, the suit alleges that against De La Hoya is one of 10 causes of actions presented in the suit against the company called Casa Mexico. But he was sued in 1998 for sexually assaulting an 18-year-old woman, and he settled out of court. The suit asked for $10 million in damages. The woman in that case charged that De La Hoya had raped and imprisoned her 2.5 years earlier in Cabo San Lucas.
You know,
Mexican authorities investigated, but they did not file criminal charges. But here comes the twist, which I kind of remember reading this story. Last fall, he spoke to an El Segundo Times columnist named Dylan Hernandez, saying that he was raped by a woman when he was 13.
Yeah.
The woman was over 35. He was at a boxing tournament in Hawaii. 13, lost my virginity over being, being raped, basically, by the woman.
All right, so is this a legal loophole you can claim?
No,
you
but it's one of those things
other
where...
women
that's right. People say if it's happened to them, they sometimes do it. That's just in the statistics. I'm not saying it's a defense.
I've never heard of a guy using that as his reason. That's a new one.
Well, it's not being used in this case. He just told this columnist last fall.
But why is he telling him?
But I'm telling you that the research shows that a high percentage of people who were sexually assaulted as children, not all of them, but they can become, well, I should reverse it. People who have been accused of sexually assaulting, particularly children, were probably sexually assaulted when they were kids themselves.
Yeah.
It's just something that repeats itself. All right, when we come back, Steve Gregory and this video we've been talking about since we came on the air of terrible violence on the Metro Transit system.
John and Ken Show, Deborah Mark has the news, KFI AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.